It's Columbus Day in most of the country, but not everywhere. In South Dakota, it's Native American Day. In Hawaii, it's Discovery Day. And today, Seattle joins Berkeley, California, and Minneapolis, Minnesota in celebrating Indigenous Peoples Day. That's the sound of celebration outside Seattle City Hall after the City Council unanimously signed the change into law last Monday. Matt Remley is an educator with the Marysville School District and a member of the Lakota Tribe. He drafted the Seattle City Council resolution, which established the second Monday in October as Indigenous Peoples Day. He says the story actually goes back to 1977.
That's when members of the American Indian Movement, the International Indian Treaty Council, and Native activists from North, Central, and South America got together and went to the United Nations to petition for an abolishment of Columbus Day and establishing that day as Indigenous Peoples Day. So that was 1977. So that's the idea has been around for at least that long. So for me personally, I was born in 1977. So a lot of us in within the Native community, in activist-wise, we view ourselves as simply carrying on the work of those who come before us. And that's really all that myself and others are doing, is carrying on this legacy of what, you know, our parents' generation were attempting to do.
So what's your goal with this day? What do you hope this will accomplish?
If you read the text of the resolution, Section 3 was specifically calling on the Seattle School Board to do a couple things. One was to establish a day of observance within the Seattle Public Schools of Indigenous Peoples Day, and to push the Seattle School Board into the adopting of the Since Time Immemorial Tribal Sovereignty Curriculum. And where that comes from was back in 2005, then House Representative John McCoy, who is also Tulalip, wrote a House bill. And what it did was, and it passed, to call on school districts to work with local tribes in the bringing in of the curriculum and history and tribal sovereignty, treaty rights, you know, and as well as current issues of tribes, you know, because honestly, that's missing in our public schools, big time. And so that was Section 3 of this resolution, and the Seattle School Board was fully on board in October 1st. Actually, before the City Council passed their resolution, the Seattle School Board met and passed a resolution unanimously to essentially approve what we were calling for in the city resolution. So the board is making that second Monday in October a day of observance for Indigenous peoples in the Seattle Public Schools, and they're making a commitment towards this Since Time Immemorial Tribal Sovereignty Curriculum, which that's one of the huge goals with it, because many of the myths come from, you know, our history texts in the public schools.
Of course, the second Monday in October is a national holiday, Columbus Day. Uh-huh. And as you're well aware, Italian Americans consider that to be a celebration of Italian culture. Mm-hmm. And some of them feel as though something's being taken away from them because of this declaration by the Seattle City Council.
Right.
What would you say to them? Because that's what they feel.
Well, I'd say, first of all, it's called Columbus Day. It's not called Italian American Heritage Day. So if the day were in fact called Italian American Heritage Day, there would never be a problem or issue with that day. You wouldn't see people calling for the abolishment of that day at all. But what it is about is Columbus, what Columbus and his crew, you know, here's part of historical record. So Columbus was not on no campaign or voyage of discovery. He was on a voyage of conquest and colonization because he sailed under the guise of the Doctrine of Discovery. And what the Doctrine of Discovery said was that European Christians were to go out and had the right to claim lands of non-European, non-Christians, and claim the title to that land. And I mean, that's, you know, pretty well, you know, people know that history, right? So when he sailed, that's what he was sailing under, was for colonization and conquest. Again, this isn't history that we're making up. You can read Columbus's own journals. You can read the journals of his crew members. And
in fact, he went on trial, didn't he? He was accused of some very horrible, committing some very horrible acts against the indigenous peoples.
You know, he in one passage talks about rounding up 9- and 10-year-old Native females to send them into sexual slavery back in Europe. You have some other crew members who became totally disillusioned by what they saw from other crew members of mass killings, of mass rapings. And, I mean, there was obviously enslavement that was happening. So I don't know who would want to be associated with this individual.
So if they had renamed it from Columbus Day to Italian American Heritage Day, you would not have a problem with it.
Yeah, you would not see people ever protesting an Italian American Heritage Day. I mean, the last weekend of September for the past 27 years has been an Italian Heritage Festival at the Seattle Center. Nobody's going there and protesting that celebration. So, you know, there is Italian Heritage celebrations that are happening in the city already. You know, it's a great festival. I've been to it before.
So what would you like people to do on Monday, on Indigenous Peoples Day in Seattle?
Well, to celebrate the beautiful cultures of Indigenous peoples, that we're not a relic of the past. We're still here, and despite the...
People might not know how to do that. Yeah. Any suggestions for them?
Come on down to Daybreak Star at from 6 to... starting at 6 o'clock, we're going to actually have probably a traditional salmon feast. And starting at 7 o'clock, we're going to have an evening of entertainment of, you know, cultural storytelling, singing, dancing, that sort of thing. So
you had
it's good
salmon.
Stuff. Yeah, exactly. We've been blessed that many of the area tribes have donated quite a bit of salmon. So there'll be more than enough to go around.
And that's at the Daybreak Star Center. You can find out about that by looking it up online. Matt Remley is an educator with the Marysville School District, and he's a member of the Lakota tribe. He drafted that Seattle City Council resolution, which establishes today, the second Monday in October, as Indigenous Peoples Day. Ralph Fascitelli is an Italian-American activist. He says Columbus Day historically has been a day to celebrate Italian-American culture. And Fascitelli says having Indigenous Peoples Day on the same day as Columbus Day is a wake-up call for the 25,000 Italian-Americans in our area.
I think what this action has done is made us realize how we shouldn't take the Italian brand for granted. So one of the things we're planning as part of our pushback is to have, you know, a Columbus Day dinner in 2015. But up to now, the last couple of years, it's been more of a family-centric celebration, and plans are to make that more of a public celebration.
Not all Italian Americans are against the change. There's a Seattle group calling themselves Italians Support Indigenous Peoples Day. They started a Facebook page to share their support for the change. Raven Arroway posted on the page on Friday with this: "As a person who is both Italian and native, thank you for this page. I was disgusted by opposition to the change in Seattle being claimed in the name of Italians. I have plenty to celebrate about being Italian without having to celebrate the likes of Columbus." End quote. Columbus Day, of course, remains a federal holiday. It's KUOW.